T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have Cherie Gillen. She is from the Community Foundation, and also Andrea Mitchell. She is from Give Big San Bernardino. Well, thank you, ladies, for joining me today. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks, Stephen. Thanks for having us back.
Okay, both of you were here last year promoting your Give Big fundraising event. Cherie, you are actually with the Community Foundation. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that organization?
We're glad to be back, and I'm the Marketing and Communications Director at the Community Foundation. I've been there a little over 2 years. And the great thing about the Community Foundation is that we have very deep roots in the Riverside and San Bernardino County area. We hold and manage charitable funds that come from generous donors in the community that have various causes and issues that are important to them. And we distribute these funds in the form of grants and scholarships for students in the region.
What are some of those organizations?
We support a number of organizations in the two-county region, and grants are going to nonprofits that serve youth, animals, the civic environment, causes, and so forth.
That's pretty much all the nonprofits in. Is that Riverside and San Bernardino
counties? Both counties.
So that's in both counties. So you encompass quite a few nonprofit organizations. Okay, Andrea, tell us a little bit about Give Big San Bernardino.
Give Big San Bernardino County. This is our fourth year, and it was quite successful. Thanks to support from the San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors in going to nonprofits, Give Big San Bernardino County is to support the capacity building of nonprofit organizations. And like I said, this is our fourth year, and we had over 100 nonprofits participate. And again, varying from environment, children, puppies, seniors, literacy, they ran the gamut all over San Bernardino County.
Okay, so Give Big San Bernardino is the vehicle that you use to raise the money for the nonprofits, and the Community Foundation is actually teaches the nonprofits how to raise that money.
Yes, and actually San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors contracted with the Community Foundation because of their experience in both counties to run the Give Big campaign. And the Give Big campaign it was on the National Day of Giving, which means that other communities throughout the United States joined together. And it was the Tuesday following Black Friday, Shop Local Saturday, Go to Church Sunday,
right,
and Cyber Monday. And this is it's a 24-hour online giving campaign supporting nonprofits.
Okay, now last year, that's pretty much what we're talking about, the Give Big fundraising event from last year. How did that all turn out? What kind of money did you raise?
It was great. It was such a good time. We, Cherie, would you like to tell them how we did?
Yeah, well, we're happy to announce that Give Big San Bernardino County in 24 hours raised over $315,000. So that's a lot of money for nonprofits, and it was 102 nonprofits that participated, and we're just excited that the community came together to give and open their hearts and their wallets.
How does that rank as opposed to previous years?
So it was an increase that we saw over last year's giving, and so we're really excited about that. Last year, we saw $271,000 in donations, and again, there was an increase with the $315,000 that we saw.
That is quite a good increase.
There was an 18.3, yes. I like data, there was an 18.3% increase over last year. And they, and actually we did very well in the number of donations. Everything increased this year, the number of donations, the number of donors, the number of nonprofits participating, and of course the dollars.
Right. Now, who were some of the sponsors from last year?
Sponsors for the 2017 Give Big San Bernardino campaign, we're excited to announce that Give Big brought in a number of sponsors this year. We had a title sponsor, San Manuel Band of Mission Indians. They came in at the $25,000 level, and that was a big boost to the campaign. We also saw other new sponsors. We had NBC4, we had Edison, Cardenas, Inland Empire was one of our new media sponsors, and Southern California News Group. as well. We also had banks, Union Bank, come on as well. So without their support, this campaign would not have been as successful as it was.
And where did the most donations come from? What cities?
Yeah, so some of the most generous residents were from the city of Highland. And we saw $53,000 in donations come from that city.
So they realize that that money is going to be put back into their organizations in their city.
Right, and beyond. We saw that folks gave to a number of areas, including education. 34% of the donations went to education, 14% to environment. We also saw an increase in new donors. 72% of new donors were attracted to the campaign.
So once you get those donations, how are they distributed?
It's great because what the donors make donations to the specific nonprofits.
Okay.
So they're not giving to San Bernardino County. They're not giving to a pot of money. And so the nonprofits are charged with going out and soliciting or recruiting donors via social media. Once the money comes in, the money then goes back to the nonprofit. And they also competed for prize money, which was exciting. And so the nonprofits that had the highest number of unique donors, as well as the most dollars brought in, received extra money in prize money, which the sponsorship provided.
Do you have a list of some of those nonprofit organizations that benefited from the Give Big event?
We do. We do very much so. We had many, many nonprofits that were new to the leaderboard. Mm-hmm. They're called the leaderboards, but also some that have been around and on those leaderboards for a long time. Big Bear, that community up in the mountains, continues to do very well in the most unique donors. They were actually in the mountain communities, the top five of the nonprofits in the most unique donors were in the mountain communities, which would also include Valley of the Falls Community Center, which is a new member of the leaderboard. But the Lighthouse Project, Bear Valley AAUW Tech Trek, which is a STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math program for young girls, Valley of the Falls, Friends of Big Bear Valley, and RIM of the World Educational Foundation, all were the top five in most unique donors. We also had some new members. Mojave Desert Land Trust out in the Morongo Basin. And actually, they serve the whole Mojave Desert. Morongo Basin Humane Society. So we got your puppies and kittens.
Okay.
So that we did well.
Yeah. And I would point out the largest gift was given to Ovation School for the Performing Arts in Upland. They are a performing arts school in Upland. They work with youth. The largest gift that they received was $11,000.
How many unique donors did you have this year or this past year?
So the number of unique donors was 3,000, almost 4,000.
Yeah.
We needed one more, 3,999.
Wow.
Yeah.
And with total number of donations made 5,032.
So what is the average amount of money per donation?
There's a range, so between, again, $5 to $11,000, so and in between. So people can give whatever they're comfortable.
And the average donation was $50.41.
Okay, averaging it out.
Right.
Great.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, is there anything that you've got planned for the year coming up for 2018? I know it's still in the works and you're unsure, but...
And we've been hoping that there will be a 2018 since before 2017 occurred. The county has been so generous in their funding, and the nonprofits that have participated have really benefited. They've learned so much, and the whole point of this is increasing their capacity. So they've learned about social media. They've learned about uploading videos onto YouTube. Mm-hmm. They've learned about grant writing. They've learned about marketing, media marketing, donor relations, and they've really expressed a desire to continue on. The Community Foundation is such a supporter, and one of their missions is to increase the capacity of nonprofits. And we're hopeful for a 2018 campaign. I know that many nonprofits have been asking us. We are hoping for one, and we are planning for one.
Okay, now you say increase the capacity. What do you mean by that?
And it means really in their education. We would love to be able to tangibly look at how they've increased their capacity. I can tell you anecdotally from their reports that they now know how to use social media, which is, it sounds like a given, but so many of our nonprofits are very small. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know how to, the importance of having a Facebook page, much less how to start a Facebook page. So they now have Facebook pages. They also, many of them don't have platforms for online giving except for through the Give Big campaign. So they've learned the value. They've also increased the number of donors and new donors. They've increased the number of new donors supporting their organization.
So, Cherie, do you have anything to add before we close?
Yes, I would encourage listeners to visit the website, givebigsbcounty.org. You can actually still give. The campaign in and of itself is about 24 hours of giving, but the platform still remains and nonprofits are still there to receive gifts.
So can people still donate?
Absolutely.
Oh, they still can donate
even though
the event is passed. Great.
Right.
And Andrea, have you got anything to add before we close?
We are... Other than I'm so thankful to the nonprofits in the community, the donors in the community, and the other supporters. This is San Bernardino County has so many amazing organizations out there, but there's also so much of a need. And these nonprofits are meeting the need of the residents in the community. So I just want to say thank you. And thank you for continuing to support the nonprofits in the region. Thank you to the Community Foundation for your wonderful spirit and for your partnership. Mm-hmm. And thank you for the donors out there. They make this campaign.
Okay, Cherie Gillens from the Community Foundation and Andrea Mitchell from Give Big San Bernardino. Thank you both very much for joining me today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.